and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And in a moment, we'll be talking tripe, literally. No change there then, some would say. But first off, the big feed costs, which are causing all sorts of problems in the pig industry, have been making their mark in the poultry job as well. Our egg producers have been feeling the pinch particularly badly, with Scotland's largest, that's Glenrath Farms, facing extra feed bills of around £140,000 a week to produce their eggs. Add to this high feed costs an oversupply of eggs nationally, and you can see that chicken farmers, just like pig farmers, have got their backs to the wall. We'll have more on that story later this week on MFR Farming. But today, we're looking at some research and promotion coming from Quality Meat Scotland on what is known in the trade as the fifth quarter of the animal. Here's Andy McGowan from QMS to tell us more about the offal, tripe and testicle story.
Easiest way of thinking about this is it's all the parts of the animal that are not lean meat. It's ranges from things like liver and kidney through to some slightly more unusual ingredients in cooking.
So it's basically what we would have thrown away in years gone by, isn't it?
Indeed. And I mean, I think consumers have become used to convenience and so on. And I think over the last maybe 30, 40 years, processes have concentrated very much on the lean meat side. But if you go back before that, it would be very usual for families who are rearing their own livestock to use every part of that animal. So in some ways, we're only rediscovering old markets.
And short of being accused of talking tripe here on the farming programme, is there any danger in eating any of this stuff?
No, it's all coming from the same animals, which are raised to very high quality assured standards, good standards of animal welfare, and inspected in the meat plants before any of it can go to human consumption. So it's meeting the same stringent standards as steaks do. It's just a different part of the animal.
So what should we be looking out for on the butcher's shelf? Are these things going to suddenly appear there?
Where there's a particular level of excitement is actually in the restaurant trade. And really, as these guys have come under pressure with rising food prices, they're getting more into how can they use alternative ingredients, use their skills as a chef to add the value, and still leave themselves with a profitable dish at the end of the day. So it's really that sector is where there's a big excitement, particularly some of the top-end restaurants.
And Michelin-starred chef Tom Kitchen leading the way with his nose-to-tail cooking, as he calls it. We'll have more on that story tomorrow and the latest farming news right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.